If you've ever watched a red hot deal suddenly go cold, this episode is for you. Welcome to the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high value partnerships that finally unlocks business growth and reclaims time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. You've got a partnership deal on the table. Everyone's aligned. The value's clear. And then, silence. No replies, no progress. Sound familiar? In this episode, I'll break down why that happens and what to do next. Because silence isn't a no, it's a signal. And the right move now can bring that deal back to life. You're going to walk away with three things from this episode. The first is why deals go quiet before they're done. Number two, what to say and what to do when that happens. And number three, how to keep momentum alive so it doesn't happen again. So let's talk about why deals go quiet and what you can do about it. Here's what most people do when silence sets in. They either chase too hard or they go quiet themselves. Both are mistakes. And here's how you can do better. Let's start by understanding what's really going on. Silence doesn't mean disinterest. It usually means something else is going on behind the scenes. Maybe our champion is on leave. Maybe there's been a budget freeze. Maybe the business has shifted focus and your deal got pushed down the list. Here's the thing. It's not about you. I'll say that again. It's not about you. And once you stop assuming that it is, you're free to take the right next step. Let's continue by reaching out, but keeping it very human. Don't follow up like you're chasing a missed payment. Reach out like a partner who understands the reality of business. Try this. Hi, Jill. Totally understand things might be moving fast at your end. Just checking in. Has anything changed since we last spoke? You're giving them space and a chance to respond. That's the tone that brings people back. Let's go a step further by reframing the value. Sometimes people go quiet because they forgot what's in it for them. So remind them. Share a quick insight, a customer win, a relevant industry shift. Not to sell harder, but to say, hey, this is still a smart move for both of us. Now, let's make the next steps very easy. Deals stall when it's unclear what happens next. Don't ask, when would you like to reconnect? Instead say, I've got time Thursday at 2 or Friday morning. Would either work for you for a quick check-in? Make it easy to say yes, make it hard to ignore. Now, this next step is tough, but it's critical. Don't make it about you. When someone ghosts, it's tempting to spiral. Did I mess it up? Were we too expensive? Are they not interested anymore? It's normal to feel that way. But most of the time, their silence has nothing to do with you. It's their bandwidth, their boss, their backlog. And here's the danger. If you take it personally, you'll act like it is. You'll push too hard or back off completely. Both kill momentum. Instead, shift your thinking. Stop asking, why haven't they responded? Start asking, what decision are they stuck on right now? And how can I help them move it forward? That one shift from I need this deal to how can we help them decide changes everything. It brings clarity, it brings confidence, and often it brings the deal back. So let's wrap this up. Deals don't die because people say no. They die when people stop talking. So when you hit silence, stay calm, stay human, reframe the value, make next steps easy, and above all, don't take it personally. Your job is to lead, not to chase. That's how deals get done. So friend, I hope that was useful. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse, saying yes to things just to do something. Well, you're not alone, and I've certainly been there. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on the next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics, a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to the tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.